You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This guy sent us, it's basically a video, it's just audio though of it, of what he says is his neighbors, his loud, obnoxious, sex-having neighbors. Now, I can't play it for you, but it's, if this guy, like he says in his email, has to deal with it 3 to 4 nights a week, I feel for the dude.
Is it crazy?
Oh, my God. Yeah. She's like, first of all, she's, it's not even like sexual moans. It's like, ha! Wah! Yeah! Wah! like that. And then there's like,
ha! Oh, she's nuts.
Yeah!
Yosemite Sam.
I listened to the whole thing this morning. I was like, what? I'd be so mad.
It's not something we can play.
I'm not sure you're allowed to play.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like sex noises. Yeah. It just, to be truthful, it just sounds like, wah!
Yeah! Like she keeps winning the lottery or something. She's winning a battleship.
Yeah!
Yeah, it's like a...
Connect Four, yeah, woo!
That's it.
So this is all the time?
He says, I have to deal with this every night that I go out to have a smoke on my porch. These neighbors across from us have the loudest, most obnoxious sex I have ever heard. It is honestly like this 3 to 4 nights a week. I had to tape it for you and pass it along.
Oh, man.
Part of me feels like turning off the mics. And listening to it.
So that wouldn't work.
No, just so we know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So then they're just going to be dead air?
Yep.
That's a chance we might have to be willing to take to listen to these people bang.
I don't know.
Prepare the engineers.
There's about to be dead air on the radio station.
Oh my
no, that's bad.
We can have dead air.
Well, we can do
we could talk.
We could, hold on.
Can we play like hold the on hold music for everyone else?
On hold music. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Good thinking.
Where is the on hold music?
I think I'll have to get it.
Well, you're going to play it on your computer this time.
Oh,
so you
yeah,
can't.
That's I right.
All right.
We don't have on hold music ready to go.
I could play the traffic music.
No. There we go.
Yeah, but I can't.
Yeah,
you can't. I can't play the thing. I have it here, but I can't play it for you. Then, if you want to hear the banging,
oh,
right, that's the issue with that.
Most radio shows don't put people on hold. Their listeners.
That's true. Sorry, guys. We're going to put you on hold. We'll be right back.
Strange concept.
We got to listen to some people having sex.
It's different.
I'll keep the listeners company while you guys listen to the neighbors.
What would you talk about?
I think I could put them on hold.
You can?
You can?
Hold on.
All right.
We're working on it.
You're with David Chuck the Freak.
How are we going to not...
We gotta listen. Okay, yeah, you gotta listen. Okay, so just let's get going then. Let's.
I know. I'm trying. I don't have any links.
Nobody's ever done anything like this before. It's the first time.
No other show. Classic on hold music in YouTube. It's the second one.
I'm trying to load YouTube on a very slow computer.
Oh, okay.
The day we changed radio.
So you're about to hear.
Okay, there you go. Well, is that you, Dave?
Yeah, it's me. But I'm just while Chuck's doing this, we gotta do something.
Yeah.
There we go. I think I may. Oh,
did you do it? Ads. God damn it.
Sorry, I don't prefer you.
We're trying to listen to sex noises.
If you're just joining us, we want to listen to sex, but you can't.
It's driving me crazy, too. All of a sudden, they're making you watch the whole video or the whole, like, thing on YouTube now, like ads.
It's my account because I don't click on any of them, so they got to get their ad revenue up.
All right, so this is me now, Dave.
Okay. All right.
So I got to turn the mics off. We're going to put the listeners on hold.
We're going to put you guys on hold.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak. Please hold. We'll be back in a moment.
Yeah, okay.
Is my mic giving off too? Because I'm talking to listeners while you guys listen. I've already heard it.
No, if I have your mic on, we won't be able to hear it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm turning all the mics off. Please hold. Please hold. Please hold. We'll be right back.
We're back with Dave and Chuck.
I would have thought it would have worked.
I guess we can put them on hold again. I can play it off my phone. Right?
All right.
That'll definitely work.
Please hold.
Sorry,
please.
We have real bad technology here.
You'll
that
have to hold.
Allow us to do.
Please hold.
Please hold. Up.
Whoa.
Dave did the most accurate impression of it.
Yeah, I studied it hard.
I mean, she was like, wow, wow.
I can't, please God, no.
She said something like that.
He was trying to do something.
He was up to
what
no
you wrong
mean?
Hole.
God.
Right?
Yeah, it had to
no.
be. He was
no.
up, he was
yes,
up to something.
Can. Yes, you can. Sure we can.
Oh.
I know you can.
Someone said, another first in radio for Dave and Chuck the Freak, putting three major cities on hold so we can listen to sex noises. Four, yeah. actually. We yeah. put four cities on hold.
Sorry about that. Sometimes you have to put cities on hold, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
It's so a wild. That was
we can stop the whole music now, though.
Yeah. I like it.
I like it.
Okay, well, it's kind of calming. Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's all the time he has
to
hear.
That's all the time. I mean, you guys, I was accurate, right?
That was yeah, perfect you were pretty accurate.
Are you able to tweet that just that noise out so people can check that out?
I can record it and then upload it somewhere.
Yeah, we'll put it on our
That's
website.
That's what we have to do.
Okay. Can we do that? Yeah. We'll put it soon at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com so you can all listen to our sex noise. Not our sex noises, the sex noises we listen to.
Just make sure all my stuff is turned off. I don't want any of my computer stuff to go in.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to get a button out here to get it to go back into my
system. I will turn you off Thanks. When we're ready.
So if you start hearing sex noises,
signal me or something so I can turn it off.
Okay.
All right. Right, I'm turning James
so
off.
So we're
right
going to put those sex noises up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com soon so you can hear what this guy has to deal with 3 to 4 nights a week because it's pretty insane. I would not be cool with it. Like, you could never have your windows open in your house if you wanted to sleep.
So he's in a house or an apartment?
I'm assuming you could just upload it to YouTube.
He said across.
He says across neighbors, so I
across
assume
the
house?
Street? Yeah.
No, I think it's like...
It's got to be...
Because it's a video.
Hall.
You're off.
What? I'm just going to record the audio off the video.
Okay.
And then upload it to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Okay.
Screw YouTube. We're going to get all the
Yeah, let's the get all them clicks.
Yeah, we're getting the clicks.
They were not hot sex noises.
No, they weren't.
They weren't.
No.
But there was things said that I couldn't tell exactly what was being said. So, I mean, it's just too dangerous.
You really sounded like Looney Tunes cartoons.
It did. No, I can't. No. But then, yeah.
And then,
yahoo. Yeah.
Not the sounds you'd expect. No.
Oh, God. No, I can't.
Amazing. Amazing. Unless you're their neighbors.
Right. No, it's not good.
Then
it's not amazing.
Shock balls.
Yahoo.
Like, I guess I'll just never understand that because you know people hear you.
They don't care.
I know you don't care. It's just, it's unbelievable to me that you don't care.
They sound like they probably drink a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Do drugs, maybe.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but.
No, so, he could call the cops, right? He absolutely, that's disturbing
that's
the peace.
Disturbing. Yeah,
that's disturbing the peace if I ever heard it. Randy has a comment on this. Hey, Randy, what do you think you should do?
Penis. So what he should do is make the exact same style of noises, even if he's not having sex, loud enough, like anytime he sees them, you know? He sees them outside, just be like,
yeah, because
look at him like when Forrest Gump looks at that guy.
It's like a Bruce Lee fight.
You know when...
Yeah.
If you were making those noises, though, so loud, you wouldn't care. You'd probably get off on that or think, yeah, that guy, Bruce Lee, he likes our noises.
So he was suggesting, like, when young Forrest and that his mom does that teacher guy, and he starts making the noises at him.
Oh, God, yes. Don't. I mean, yeah, that is what he wants you to do.
Yeah, they won't care that he's not going to shame them by making the noises. No, that's not the way to deal with it. I say, though, if it's keeping you up at night, you got to, unfortunately, call the cops on these people.
It's just the cops.
They're
right?
Obnoxious. They don't care.
Call the cops.
Obviously, their windows are open.
Yeah.
And they are giving everyone a show. But you don't need that show. That's a crazy ass Looney Tunes show.
That was crazy. It literally sounded like Yosemite Sam.
Yes.
Getting pegged.
Again, you'll be able to hear it for yourself.
I gotta know.
And make your own judgments. DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. We'll say 10 minutes, James, maybe?
I gotta know what in the world James can hear.
James can hear us. He's turned us off so he can listen to sex noises.
He's trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah.
There's something she couldn't do. Something that she couldn't do that he wanted.
What couldn't she do?
What do you think?
A couple things.
Leases.
Well.
The back.
Yeah.
I bet she could do that, no problem.
If you're making those noises, I thought those noises were coming from the back.
I was wondering if he wanted a little...
What?
He wanted stuff done.
Prepare to beg.
I think he was trying.
She got real laughy after that and then screamy again.
Wasn't it him?
We didn't listen to the whole thing. I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah.
He laughed. I didn't even hear the man laugh.
I didn't hear
it.
It's
hard to hear. Mm.
Oh, I thought it was the guy who was like...
No, that was her. That was all her. Every loud noise you made was from her, not him.
Oh. It's hard to tell off of Dave's phone with the hold music playing.
I know. Yeah, it was tough, but.
That's crazy.
That's what it was.
Again, yeah, that's exactly what he was
working on getting it up at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com, and you can enjoy it for yourself, and then we won't have to put you on hold again.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Imagine you adopt a child.
Okay.
A 9-year-old from the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. So excited. I finally get my 9-year-old.
So excited.
You know.
Your 9-year-old shows up and she's a 22-year-old Ukrainian midget.
Mm-hmm. Hello, little one.
Hey, Dad.
Hello. Yeah, I am 9-year-old child.
All right, get over it. Hey, give me that booze.
Yes, no.
Give me the vodka.
He's mine.
Okay.
This story?
I have a knife.
Nope, it's yours.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's just...
This story is so crazy that the TV station, I don't even think they know how to make heads or tail of it. Like they can't really decide how to report on it because... The couple's being charged with child neglect, but they're like, she's 22.
How did this happen?
Well, let's get to the story and we'll talk more about it. I'll show you some pictures too after so you can see for yourself. But WIS TV tries to break this down for us here. Let's listen to their report.
Starts now.
And first tonight, a story of a child neglect that is really beyond belief. Parents accused of leaving an adopted child alone in an apartment and then moving to Canada.
So the girl may have been just 9 or 10 years old. Doctors say she has a form of dwarfism. Wish TV's Dan Klein joins us now. Dan, that is just the beginning. This is a bizarre story with a lot of twists and turns.
Yeah, because just for one of these things, legally, this girl was 23 or 24 when her parents left her, legally. And we're still trying to get to the bottom of that.
So you can't be.
Mom tells me she didn't know she was charged until I told her. And she tells me the girl is a diagnosed psychopath and sociopath.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's trouble. It's like a horror movie.
It's a story, frankly, with more questions than answers. According to these court documents, Michael Barnett and his now ex-wife, Christine Barnett, face a pair of felony charges for neglect of a dependent. Though both have addresses in Indianapolis, investigators say they left a girl at an apartment here on North 11th Street in Lafayette between July 2013 and February 2016, then moved to Canada and haven't seen her since, leaving her alone and only paying her rent. Court documents say they had adopted her 3 years earlier in 2010, 2 years after she came from the Ukraine. But in 2012, her age was legally changed from 8 to 22 in a process which is still unclear. It's the same year a skeletal survey at Peyton Manning Children's Hospital estimated her age to be 11 years old. The girl has a form of dwarfism which could make an exact age difficult to determine, though according to court documents, Michael admitted he believed the girl to be a minor when he and Christine left the country. News 8 has learned Michael and Christine filed for divorce in 2014 in Marion County, 7 months after leaving the girl in Lafayette. The divorce became final in 2018. We went to the house on the far east side near 16th and Post Road, listed as the home of Christine Barnett, a.k.a. Christine Pearson. No one appeared to be home. But at Michael's home at 63rd and Michigan, the people inside refused to answer the door. We reached out to Christine on Facebook. She claimed to not know about the charges, said the situation with the girl was complicated, and said the girl was diagnosed as both a psychopath and a sociopath. She said the adoption was a scam, and the girl is actually an adult and has been an adult the entire time she's known her, but refused to provide additional details. So many twists and turns in this case. Now, the neglect in this case covers a time span that ends on February 28th, 2016. 15 days later, a different couple petitioned to become guardians for the girl. Now, I've been able to determine the Barnetts filed an objection, and the case references an age issue. But the petition was dismissed almost 2 years later in January 2018 when that second couple changed their minds. But there's no mention of why, of course.
So why do people keep trying to adopt a 25-year-old
She's conning
person?
Them.
Because they think it's, there's her picture. They think it's a little girl.
And she's conning.
She's a little Ukrainian con artist.
Yeah. She wanted to get out of the Ukraine.
And a psychopath and a sociopath.
But why hasn't she been sent back?
Right.
Because she was legally adopted.
But I thought if you can just prove that it was a sham.
Crazy.
I wonder how long they thought she was young for. Like, long enough to, like, fall in love with her?
Well, they left her.
But they did leave her.
So
well, eventually moved to Canada.
But eventually, because they probably walked in and she was, like, having a smoke and drinking. And then the doctor was like, dude, this little girl is 22. And they're like, all right, we're leaving.
They're like, she's doing shots.
They continued to pay rent
for this couple because they wanted a child. They tried to do the right thing, and then they got conned.
She's a little psychopath from the Ukraine.
And then they had to leave the country.
It's like the Ukrainian version of Chucky, in my opinion.
I feel like there is a movie like this.
Oh my God! I mean, you can tell something's going on, but
I think it's called The Orphan.
Is there
a movie that Andy's talking about? I believe it's called The Orphan.
There's something like it. Yeah, there's a movie about the same kind of thing happening. We're like a little sociopath.
Yeah, one of the articles that we were reading through to try to get the facts on this, it mentioned that movie.
Yeah.
It's a American, Canadian, German, French horror film directed by someone. What's the plot? Just give me the plot. Devastated by the loss of their unborn baby, Kate and John decide to adopt a child. At the orphanage, both feel drawn to a little girl named Esther, and the couple soon take their new daughter home. But when a dangerous series of events unfold, Kate begins to suspect there is something evil lurking behind the child's angelic exterior. But she's the age they think she is. She's just a psycho. She's like a little killer kid.
Okay.
This one is actually 22, posing as 9, or at the time, 8.
That's even scarier.
So like Gary Coleman.
Right. Mm. Right, I adopt a little, what I think is a little black fella, and I bring him home, and it turns out he's Gary Coleman.
Exactly.
Yeah, a wife and I have been on the outs ever since we adopted that little Gary Coleman girl. She's a psychopath.
Gary Coleman. Yes. A Ukrainian woman.
What an insane story.
Yeah. Well, and you can't, I mean, obviously, you can't charge someone with child neglect.
If it's not a child.
If it's not a child. I'm sorry, you can't.
Huh.
No.
proven that she's 22, you cannot then charge them with child neglect. There she is. She's wearing, though, like an old lady scarf.
You can tell that she's not a kid, I feel.
I don't know. I think certain people could be fooled into thinking that's a kid.
Maybe only if you want something so bad that you just suspend disbelief, right?
Oh, yeah. Some people do.
You totally can tell.
Yeah.
It's not a child.
I think it's a child.
Really?
Like, when I look at it, I was like, oh, wow. She looks like a child.
I don't know.
To me, I could see her as a Ukrainian child.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe with a couple of issues. But...
arms and
I know, but like issues, head, development issues.
So I
go have smoke now.
Can you just
so close
imagine
to Chernobyl?
Just imagine being the parents, and then she reveals herself.
That's crazy.
As like a 22-year-old.
Well, they just abandoned her too, so that means that she was scared. That's some scary stuff that happened.
Yeah, they had to leave, but they continued to pay her rent.
So scary she was.
So, like, they didn't hate her.
According to one article, a friend said that the girl physically attacked them.
Well.
Sweet God, how terrifying. Yeah. I have a killer little Ukrainian in my house.
Yeah.
How would I ever sleep at night?
No, that's crazy.
I would have to lock down the doors.
It's nuts. It's the horror movie stuff.
You can't just willy-nilly grab some chick from the Ukraine, guys.
Really, we all know.
I don't know if it was. There seemed to be a process involved. I don't think they just like scooped her up with a net.
No, it's usually really hard to adopt. God. I don't know.
I feel like she was in charge of the whole thing.
Yes, I'm totally a 9-year-old girl.
Like, I start website to get myself adopted by American stupids.
You're very smart.
Thank you.
Oh, you're scary though.
I know.
You got that knife. A psychopath.
Yes. You're completely crazy.
Can you hear this Ukrainian folk music playing in the trailer for like a horror movie about this?
A little girl is adopted. I'm not so little after all.
Yes. I'm just a little girl with needs and wants.
It's dark.
Jesus. Here's your peanut butter sandwich.
I not want peanut butter. He swings a knife at you.
I've got to get rid of mommy.
What am I doing? I'm drinking vodka like 9-year-old girl do.
Yeah, boom, 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 boom.
My goodness.
It's crazy.
So scary.
I can't get over that story.
No, it's nuts.
I really hate this school.
It had to be that moment where they're like, that little girl is a 22-year-old psychopath.
She's trying to attack them.
Well, I do wonder. So obviously they did something to get this girl's skeleton tested. So they took her to the doctor. To the doctor. They were like, how old is this little girl? She probably was like, I don't know when I was born.
I'm from Ukraine. I don't know. No doctor.
No doctor.
You know?
Look, Indiana mother says she tried to kill us.
6-year-old
adopted. They thought she was 6 when they adopted her, but they found out she was a 22-year-old sociopath. Oh, she does an interview.
Oh my God!
The mother did an interview. Okay, let me stop the Ukrainian folk for a second. And let's listen to the interview with the mom here, if we can.
Daily Mail TV exclusive. We sat down with the mom accused of adopting and abandoning a little girl from the Ukraine. Christine Barnett is being charged with neglect after allegedly dumping her daughter in an Indiana apartment, then moving her entire family to Canada.
What?
But in her first TV interview, Christine tells us the girl she adopted was no child at all, but a fraud who tried to kill her family.
She was hiding knives in our couches. She was talking about she was going to kill family members.
It sounds like
she was hiding knives in our couches.
What's happening?
Yes, Dave.
Oh. What is this?
I don't know what's going on. Is something
Dave
else playing?
Dave is playing my music.
They're divorced now. The husband, this. I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't know either, Lisa.
I'm going to let Chuck dance.
It's the tab that you're on. Questions. Is playing something. Right click it up at the top and hit mute. It'll turn
yeah, but I need to play this video.
Oh,
yeah. Well, is it on hold music for the video?
Seeing straight. Yeah, they have. When you pause their video, it plays music.
Wow, what a crazy time to be in the future.
But no wonder the guy left, because he's like, she wanted to adopt a child. She's like, we have to adopt a child. And then the psycho comes into the house with knives in the cushions. He's like, I'm out of here.
I'm gone. I'm going to Canada.
Well, yeah.
They divorce.
And then the other thing is, so like the guy,
sorry.
I feel like he figures it out.
Yeah, he's like, that's a...
He's like, this is a 22-year-old...
psychopath.
Psycho. The mom's like, no, maybe, like, you know, hanging on.
I guess, okay, so people can stop texting. The girl in the orphan was actually an older lady.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, sorry. But we've been inundated.
Oh, okay.
The movie's old enough to where...
Yeah, the orphan movie that it wasn't actually a little girl, too. It was almost the same thing.
Okay.
All right, so back to the interview with the mom who thought she was adopting a 6-year-old Ukrainian girl.
You got on a flight out...
I don't know what's playing now. I have no idea. Anyways, here we go. Back to the story.
Poisoned people. She put chemicals in the coffee.
In 2010,
she put chemicals
Christine
in the coffee.
Barnett and then husband Michael welcomed Natalia into their home in an emergency adoption. She was from Ukraine and had a rare form of dwarfism.
We were told in the medical paperwork that we had that she was 6 years old.
But a few days into the adoption, her suspicions grew.
I was putting her into the bathtub and I noticed that she had full pubic hair.
Christine says,
oh my God, in heaven.
For even more clues.
I can't pause this.
Okay, so let me know if you're going to pause it.
Hold on, I got to just mute it. Deposit.
Okay, we got.
Hold on a second. Let's back up the screen for a minute.
The big mushes.
Yeah, we got
eggs and finna hit in. Hey, mom, can you shiv, man?
Oh my God,
shiv, man.
It's very obvious she wasn't a child.
Yeah.
To me,
but they were told she had dwarfism.
But that should mean nothing about if you're 6, you can still be a dwarf, but you're still 6. You don't have
pubes. They weren't educated what that is, I think, right? So they were just so excited to get a baby, what they thought was a baby. I think you're right. They suspended.
Could you imagine you're 22 and someone's picking you up and putting you in the bathtub?
Bushes.
You know, like, and your bush is out. Like, I'm 22 and I'm just being lifted up, like,
oh my God.
Put down in the bathtub.
This is crazy. Okay, back to the story. Let's listen more from the mom here if we can. All right. Oh, hold on.
Says there were even more clues of an apparent deception.
I noticed clothing in her closet that contained at least some remnants of a menstrual cycle.
Natalia's behavior also became very disturbing.
She would stand over people in their sleep. She'd be standing in the middle of the room and she would say, I'm waiting for the right time.
Natalia was in and out of mental hospitals. Then in March 2012, a physician determined Natalia's age inaccurate. An Indiana judge revised Natalia's birth date, changing it from September 4th, 2003 to September 4th, 1989, making her 22. Christine says Natalia also fessed up to lying about her age.
She had her own lease. I co-signed it and I paid for a year.
But police say Natalia was abandoned and left to fend for herself. Before the accusations, Christine and Michael were considered exceptional parents, raising a math prodigy who had been diagnosed with autism. Now Christine has been arrested and charged with neglect of a dependent. She was released on bond.
This was, from day one, a mission of love.
Christine's ex-husband Michael also turned himself into police and was released on a $5,000 bond. He's due back in court on September 24th. Daily Mail TV.
What a mess. They got themselves in a mess.
I don't know what's going on there. It's disturbing.
Guys, an insane story. She was hiding knives in the couch. She had a full bush.
Yeah.
But then, who are these other people that were like, oh, we got you, we'll take you? But I think she misled them, too.
Yeah, they were conned. Poor me.
Yeah. Right.
My parents, you know, left, my parents me. Left me. I'm only nine.
Poor me. My parents live. No one to shave me. Don't be scared. I just watch you while you sleep. How are you doing? I just stand here. I'm waiting for the right time.
What does that mean?
I cannot tell you.
Oh, no. Are you hiding knives in the couch cushions again?
Yes. Turn your music down, I told you. I listened to this back when the wall fell.
Oh, my God. That would make you...
you? I mean, I listened to this last night.
You smoking cigarettes again?
No.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Worst nine-year-old ever.
It is weed.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Wow. That is... full bush.
I mean, come on. You're lifting up this little thing. So... to me, she not only played off that she had, like, well, she did the dwarfism, but then I think she also played off that she wasn't all there.
You think that's not true?
Well, no. I mean, like...
Oh.
I'm thinking that part of her act was that she... you know, because think about it. You're like...
had problems.
Oh, yeah. Man. She also says that this... she pushed her in, pushed her mom into an electric fence. Mm. She poured bleach into their coffee, and then she did threaten to stab them to death in their sleep. Mm. You couldn't go to sleep. She said we had to hide all the sharp objects. She would stand over us in the middle of the night.
I can't imagine these parents going to jail for this.
No.
But at the same time, you did just get some girl from the Ukraine. And I'm guessing it wasn't like an official thing.
She would jump out of moving cars. She would smear blood on our mirrors. She would do things you'd never imagine a little child doing. She had that full bush. She had adult teeth.
That's another dead giveaway.
Hello. Oh, my God, you have your giant teeth.
These are all adult teeth.
Sweet God, crazy.
And it took like a real doctor like 10 minutes to realize, okay, this is a...
there's something going on.
Well, hopefully they legally...
look, there's the dad holding her just like his little girl.
Ooh. I know. It's so bizarre. But at the same time, she's like, yes, I'm out of Ukraine.
They're like wiping her mouth and stuff.
That's what I mean.
They took her to Disney World. They had pillow fights.
She was
ice
playing
cream.
It up. I think she's playing
she
it
was.
Up.
She was.
Like, you need to take care of me. Or she is a disaster and there is some real stuff wrong and someone back in the Ukraine sold her to them.
They'd be in trouble for that.
No one would find them in Ukraine.
Play in snow. Does this make you happy?
Yeah, no, right? She did all, like, she played along with it for a while. There's her having, like, a snowball fight with her brothers, her adopted brothers.
I won't go for ice cream. Hop in, I'll drive.
She takes off in the car.
I learned back on farm.
Oh, she was smearing her bodily fluids on the walls.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Yes, I'm very creepy. Very gross.
Wow. Mm. I feel for that couple. I think they've been through it. Like, well, it destroyed their marriage, one, but it destroyed their lives, it sounds like, too. They adopt this little Ukrainian psychopath.
It's crazy.
Holy hell, poor people.
Oh, my God. So, like, and she just can't do anything, so she gets evicted all the time, and then people are always there to bail her out.
Yeah, but did you hear that other couple that was going to adopt her then backed out?
Yeah, but...
because they obviously must have realized, wait a second, something's up.
So when she got adopted, and I guess it went through even though it's all a sham, she's now a U.S. citizen?
I would assume once you're adopted by an American couple, you're a U.S. citizen.
I know, but
citizen.
Once you're, if you're adopted under the pretenses that I got a six-year-old girl, but you're actually 22,
but I'm sure there's no
right back.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm sure there's no laws on the books that say this. This has never happened before. I'm sure.
Yeah,
but she should be in trouble for scamming.
Yeah. Little psychopath.
They say that the couple did try to No, the parents still fought to that 2012 result where they were like, no, she's 22. The parents tried to get that thing reversed. They couldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it.
But she's 30 now, they say, after this all, like this has been playing out for years. Another couple, Antoine and Cynthia Manns, unexpectedly applied to become her guardians, which meant proving she was a minor and restoring her original birth date. No, then her first parents filed an objection saying, no, you guys, she's an adult.
Oh.
She was living on her own.
And this couple wanted to they wanted to overturn that result.
Yeah, the other couple that tried to adopt her wanted to overturn
that. They were falling for her story again.
Wow.
But then the other couple realized what was going on, too, and backed out.
Jesus.
Man, oh, man. That little crazy Ukrainian ruined their lives.
Yeah.
She really did.
Crazy little crazy. You really botched
you little full-bush crazy Ukrainian. You destroyed our lives. Oh, screw you.
Oh.
How disturbing is that? You realize you gave her a bath.
The whole thing is so creepy. Mm.
Because you want to, I mean, I know it's terrible, but you wash parts.
The story, by the way, is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If you want to read more about it or, you know, see the details, you can find it there. It's blown us away. This Ukrainian, they believed they were adopting a six-year-old. Turned out she was 22. And then they just left her. Which you would when she tries to kill you, stab you, throws you into an electric fence, puts bleach in your coffee.
Yeah,
period, blood on your walls.
Ooh, yeah. She had about 12 strikes there.
Hairy legs, full pubes, adult teeth, vodka, knives in the couch.
Smoking problem.
Poisoning coffee.
Rolls her own cigarettes.
Absolutely insane.
Grows her own tobacco.
I grow this myself. It's garden.
All right. Absolutely crazy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Hackers suck, but we feel like we can protect ourselves. That's not always the case. A Milwaukee couple found out the hard way after hackers busted into their Google Nest system. Here's the story of what happened to them from Fox 6. Let's take a listen to the report here. If we can, if I'll just unmute this first. Here's the story from Fox 6.
Ted, the Westmoreland family installed a Nest camera, thermostat, and doorbell about a year ago. They didn't have any problems until last week when they heard a voice talking to them from a camera inside their home.
Hello.
It's supposed to make me feel safe, and I didn't feel safe.
A place of comfort that turned creepy Tuesday.
And my heart was just racing. I felt so violated at that point.
Samantha Westmoreland returned from work to a blazing hot home. The thermostat turned all the way up to 90 degrees. She thought it was a glitch, setting it back to room temperature, not realizing then it was only the beginning of a roller coaster 24 hours.
It gives me the chills just talking about it.
The thermostat continued to go up, and a voice began speaking from a camera in the kitchen, then playing vulgar music.
So I unplugged it, and I just turned it facing the ceiling.
She and her husband changed their password, but the problems persisted, eventually contacting their internet carrier and changing their network ID. They believe someone hacked into their Wi-Fi and then their Nest.
And if someone hacks into your Wi-Fi,
they shouldn't be able to have access to that those Nest devices without some kind of wall that they have to get over.
The couple is upset their $700 system was a gateway into their home.
Hopefully someone hears this and this awakens them or alerts them to this is happening.
The Westmorelands want others to be aware. Hackers are outsmarting the smart home.
People need to be educated and know that this is real and this is happening and it is super scary.
And the Westmorelands are not alone with this problem. There have been other similar cases reported across the country. We reached out to Nest but have not yet received a comment back about this particular incident.
What's amazing to me is the people that still have Wi-Fi networks in this day and age without passwords that aren't password protected.
That's what's happening, right? Yeah.
That's insane to me.
Something's happening. Like, I'm sitting here like, okay, what is it? Either their password is 1234,
mm-hmm.
you know, ABCDE, 1234, or they don't have a password at all. And you do see it, you know, like you'll be on your phone, you want to connect to something, and you'll see Wi-Fi networks of people around you. And you're mm-hmm. like, oh, look, the Smiths.
Right.
Don't have
on my street. There's a that's one that comes up in every time I go to log on, and they don't have a password.
No,
and it's their. It's part of their name is in the.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't really know them that well, or I'd be you like, know? Hey, you need a password.
Yeah,
because if not, then they've clicked on something which allowed someone in. You know what I mean? They checked an email. They did something. They did something wrong.
Unless it was like one of the they have like one password and they were hacked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One of those big password hacks.
Right. They figured out their Wi-Fi password, so that led them into everything else if they had the same password. That's a possibility. But in this day and age,
once someone, like, knowing being hacked myself and knowing that once they got into one thing, they were able to use my computer against me. So, like, anything that they, any cookie, any saved password, anything like that, they had it all.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to change all your stuff.
Yeah, right away.
So, like, right now, they're just like, oh, it's just my Nest got hacked. No, you probably need to change everything in your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Once someone's talking to you through your through a camera in your house, hate to break it to you.
It's bad.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse as we're connected to more and more things, right? Fridges are friggin' Wi-Fi, stoves, washers and dryers. Like, most of the stuff in your house will be Wi-Fi enabled.
Keep hacking my washing machine. No, it's on again. No, God, no. It's flooding.
Is that the spin cycle?
No.
I'm drying nothing right now.
That's so villainous. I'm drying nothing.
Oh, no. That's just mean.
I know.
I'm using up all your power.
I can't imagine just being a hacker's like, I will start the dryer.
Yes. Boop. I will make the dryer go extra long so their clothes shrink.
Very small.
Very small. Too tight. Wouldn't be inappropriate.
Stupid. They click an email.
One password for everything.
Yep. ABCD 1234. So down.
Oh, very stupid.
No, as funny as it is, it would still suck, right?
Yeah.
To have people hack your appliances.
Most of their passwords is football.
Sometimes I hack people's toilet with the bidet and I squirt them right in the butthole. Unexpectedly.
Oh, man. Yeah. I never even thought of. Man, if a bidet is attached to Wi-Fi.
Chris from Tampa has a warning here. Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hey, good morning. So a lot of times it's not the Wi-Fi password people are setting up. It's the actual router. So when you get an internet provider, they provide the router. And unless you're going in and changing that, it's usually defaulted to a password of admin.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, so you just
99% of people don't do that.
Right. Right. So you just put, they just put admin and no password and then you're in.
That's crazy.
It's funny enough that he says that. So that when we had a new system installed a couple months ago, the guy said, so this is the password
and you can change it. He said, but we prefer if you don't, because then if we ever have to fix something, you know, and you forget the password, it's a pain in the ass. I'm like, but no, I'm changing your password. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
He's like, oh, okay. We'll just make sure you remember it. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. I know how to remember passwords.
You know, it's weird because I know with, you know, so the cable company, I get them. They send you the modem. You don't use really a router anymore. You don't need to use a wireless router. It used to be you had your modem and it connected to a wireless router. Mm-hmm. And then that thing broadcast your signal all over your house. Now it's kind of an all-in-one system. But that's what they're talking about. That little box that used to have with the little antennas. Like, you could hack into that just by putting admin in. If you knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
You know, and then you could change all sorts of stuff. And
I was going to say, one that the cable company gives you, you set up your password. And
right. I'm pretty sure they're different now, but some people still are using that thing and sending it to a wireless router.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I guess that's where they're gaining entry, but.
Samantha, you had this happen. Your camera got hacked?
Yeah, somehow they had gotten a hold of our Wi-Fi and internet and stuff like that. And for a couple of days, we noticed the light on the Nest camera. It actually blinks when someone's watching you and it turns blue. So that's how you know when someone's keeping an eye on you. And we noticed it for a couple of days. And then all of a sudden, you know, we were sitting here and my computer got hacked. My email got hacked. I had to get a whole new email. We had to get a new Wi-Fi box. I mean, it's crazy.
And they did the same kind of thing to you? They turned your thermostat and stuff up or down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can control all that with it, yeah.
Wow. But you were able to get it fixed.
Yep, we got a new Wi-Fi, you know, router thing and stuff. But it's crazy. You got to make sure your stuff is protected.
All right, Samantha. And Alex in Carlton, you had the same thing happen?
Yes, yep. Penis balls.
Penis.
Balls. Penis.
Yeah, actually, I have the Nest system as well, and my router got hacked. And every day I'd come home from work, I seen the lights outside of my camera were flashing. I thought it was my wife, so I kept accusing her. And she kept getting mad at me. And it was weird, because every time we were having sex and stuff, too, that I would see the cameras flashing like someone was looking through it.
Wait, hold on. Well, you have a camera pointing at you in your bedroom?
Oh, yeah.
In the bedroom, living room, we have them all over the place.
Yeah. So someone was watching you guys bang, Alex.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. And we ended up getting an email saying, you know, your stuff has been hacked. You guys need to switch it up. And then there was other people sending us emails saying, you know, we're going to send out all these photos and videos and stuff to you guys. So we had to get a new router and change everything.
But they do have photos and videos of you.
Yeah, they do.
Alex, you're banging on the internet
somewhere. But they didn't know who to really send it to.
Yeah.
But it's on the internet.
Yeah, it's out there somewhere.
It might be. I hope not, but yeah.
I wonder if there is a website that is just Nest videos.
Like I would never have this in my house.
I've got it.
I would never put anything in my bedroom.
Yeah. Like technology like this, like I just got the computer in the car, right? So like I'm going to be, I'm going to be 75 years old by the time I get a Nest cam, and then nobody's going to want to watch what I do.
Yeah.
Jesus.
My goodness.
I'll say this though, like the cameras are.
That's what you're going to see most of the time.
Of course,
sweet God, that is revolting.
Couldn't tell.
Oh my God, look at that! What is that cottage cheese person?
Hot.
That's
Is that a cottage cheese person?
It is a person made of black cottage cheese.
Jesus.
Just a morbidly obese woman, Dave.
Yeah. So.
That's a lumpy, lumpy lady.
She got all the lumps.
Scott thinks it's something else. What do you think it is, Scott?
I think you guys are dancing all around the fact that it's the Pervy installation text is coming out and seeing you got a smoking hot wife, and then he's just diving right into your system as soon as you hook it up.
Well, you hope you have a little faith in those people. There could be the odd perv. There's the odd perv in every area, in every company, in every kind of business.
I mean, I will say this. Most of the Nest stuff, you just hook up yourself. I mean, it's not. It's just plug and play.
Who sets up your network
and it knows you have Nest cameras. That's what he's kind of saying, right?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess if people like, and I know grandparents do this all the time, like anyone who's like, when you ask them for their Wi-Fi and they're like, hold on. They pull out the card that has like the company's name on it, and on the back it's like a bunch of numbers, and like, this is it. Oh, you've never changed it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only time you'd be dealing with a perv. Hmm. Change your stuff, guys.
Oh, it's so important. I can't believe that you have to tell people that, but it's still, as I said, there's someone on our street that doesn't have a password, so there are people that are naive about this stuff, especially if you have very invasive things in your house like cameras, and you're connected to, you know, your thermostat's connected to it, your security system, like everything
crazy
is connected to Wi-Fi. That's when you're most at risk. So we have cameras, but on the outside of our house.
The outside, I get.
Right?
Yeah.
On the inside, no one can ever, there's nothing the heck into.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to see my street, they could see my street, I guess.
Yeah.
Who cares? So,
someone said there's a website that you can go to that you go to it and then you click something and it just scans the area for open feeds of like whatever
unprotected
it can, unprotected Wi-Fi cameras.
Jesus.
And then you're able to just like voyeuristically watch.
Oh, that's so creepy.
This guy said, I saw Wi-Fi enabled mouse traps the other day at Home Depot.
Why didn't
everything is Wi-Fi enabled?
What is that needed for?
That way you know
if you got something.
You
know? Yeah,
that way you don't have to go check your traps.
So Mike does. Yeah,
everything doesn't need to be connected.
Apparently, want to point something out. It's not just cameras we got to worry about. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, somebody told me they can see right through your smart TV if you're in your bedroom. If you got a TV, it'll come right through your camera. Your computers or smart TVs also. So you really, it isn't just about cameras.
There was
installing them.
Samsung, I believe, TVs that were being hacked for a while, right?
Yeah, but do they have they've got like a webcam feature?
Yeah, most TVs do now.
Hmm.
Most TVs have cameras in them. So you can video chat on your TV.
What? I don't have that.
I have
what if you do and you don't even know it?
I have a Samsung. There better not be a camera in the
thing. Yeah, because I got like bought the kids a couple like Roku TVs or whatever, and they're internet based. I hope to God they don't have cameras.
I got like a, yeah.
Oh. You'll be able to tell?
Well, if my TV's got a camera, so I'm going to see some pretty bad stuff.
Oh, my God.
That's some real bad stuff.
Future sucks.
High-tech internet-connected displays offer viewers the ease of access, but they're also tracking you. Yeah, there's.
I know they're listening to conversations, but I never thought they had the ability to record you.
Some smart TVs have cameras enabled with facial recognition technology and are recording images of users. It's mentioned in the manual that comes with the TV.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Everybody trying to see my penis.
Miss it. I have it.
Yeah, look, this is all this. The camera in your TV is watching you.
Would tell you.
Oh, God. Stop watching us.
Hackers are able to turn on the camera in your smart TV without you ever knowing. That's according to this report here.
Well, there's no light that goes on or anything. It's just.
See if we can listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Is you watch your TV, but with this hack, your TV can watch you. Show us how that works.
So one of the things that we're able to do with the smart TV platform was actually abuse the browser to the extent that we could actually gain access to the camera that's built into the TV.
Right.
And so what we can prove here is that with a little bit of extra code, we can turn the camera on in your browser.
Wow.
There's James.
And while this is evident to you right here because we've designed it that way, this is something that we can do invisibly and actually have the camera running behind the web page that you're looking at.
So what this means is I could be sitting here watching TV from my bedroom, and you could be anywhere in the world looking at this image of me watching.
Yep, I could be sitting on a laptop in a cafe in Paris, and as long as I have network connection, I'd be able to get into your TV.
There it goes again.
The kind of scary things about it is that it doesn't actually give any indication that the camera's on, and there is no little LED that shows up when the camera's on. So it could actually be watching you, and you'd never even know.
What is it?
Man, that's something to check, huh?
Yeah, check to see if your TV has a camera in it and they're watching you nude. And worse.
I can't even jerk off in front of my TV. I'm already hiding my Xbox camera and my PlayStation camera, and now I've got to put a blanket over the TV.
Everything in James has a little blanket over it, too. Just put a blanket over yourself.
I know. I just got to do it under a blanket.
Like, yeah. Go into a dark closet.
Back in the day when I learned that you could do that to yourself.
Exactly.
I have to go under the blanket. What are you under the blanket, James? Yeah. Nothing, Cody.
Oh, man.
Don't worry about what I'm doing on the blanket.
I feel like under the blanket's a dead giveaway, huh?
Under the blanket is a dead giveaway.
Of course it is.
That's too bad.
That's a 16-year-old dead giveaway.
It's much younger than that.
My goodness. Come on now. But there's another thing that you may not even realize. And Steve, something else was hacked in your place. Steve's calling us from Boston. Good morning, man.
Hey, guys. Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg. Prepare to peg, sir. Peg now. Peg away.
What was hacked?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if it's connected to a Wi-Fi or modem or anything. My wife and I were sitting in our living room while our newborn was sleeping, and this is just a monitor and a camera. And all of a sudden, we started hearing, wake up, wake up, and like crying voices sounding like an Asian lady. I'm like, what was that? And then we looked at the monitor. It's moving left and right, and we hear her scream again, wake up. And we freaked out, shut off the monitor, and then Googled the type of monitor we have, and it's a basic system. And there was tons of stories about it. So you're not safe.
I've heard of that. Our baby monitor picked up someone else's baby monitor years ago. Aiden's monitor, I guess a couple nearby had the same monitor.
Oh. Yeah.
And we could occasionally hear them.
It's just weird about that is, I mean, that at least is a distance thing, and it's using... You know, it was using old technology, like the way that a cordless phone would speak to its base. But I don't know.
Just more stuff to worry about. As we become more and more connected, we're more and more vulnerable to.
Absolutely. Remember when you were little and you're like, the future's going to be just so cool.
Yeah.
And all it is Russians looking at you jerking.
It was just lies.
Nobody knew.
Yeah, there was some little kid out there who was like, I envision a future of just Russians watching you masturbate on TVs that have cameras that no one tells you about.
Constantly turning your heat up.
And they're like, shut up, little Jimmy.
You're like, you know nothing about the future. And little Jimmy was right. We should have listened. He was right. We killed him, and he was right.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.